Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. We are in a series on moving from anxiety to rest. And scripture meditation is an excellent way we can calm our minds and feed our souls, helping us claim the rest and peace that God is offering us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to do just that and meditate on Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back. Today, we will be using the Lectio Divina method to meditate on God's Word. And if you haven't done this before, I want to encourage you to download the free Lectio Divina journal that I've created for you. It explains exactly what Lectio Divina is and gives you space to capture your thoughts as you go through these meditations. You can find it at jodynisnik.com, and there's also a link in the show notes. As always, I will guide you every step of the way. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to first prepare your heart and your mind and your body by taking a few deep in and out breaths, no matter where you are. Just take some deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, say a quick silent prayer, "Lord, we invite you in to this space." And as you exhale, imagine that with that outward breath, you are giving over to God anything that feels burdensome to you, anything that may be distracting you right now, anything that's causing anxiety in your life. Just ask Him to hold those for you for the next few minutes. And as you keep breathing in and out, let me say a prayer for us. Oh Lord, we invite you in to this space. And pray that by the power of your Spirit, this would become a holy and sacred time. Lord, that this would be a time where we hear from your Spirit, that you guide and direct us in your word. Help us to notice what it is you want us to notice, and help us to have the conversations with you that we need to have. Lord, we pray that you would do all of this and so much more. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today's reading is from Psalm 139, and I've chosen this psalm because it helps us remember that God is sovereign, and we are in His loving care. It also helps us remember that we are not an accident, and that we are beloved and wanted and created by Him. I'm prayerful that remembering this will help you take a deep breath to release any anxiety you are feeling and rest into the capable care of your God. So the first time I read this passage for you, there is no agenda beyond just hearing the words of Scripture so that you know where the passage is going. So this is our first reading from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase, or maybe even an idea. And I want to encourage you to not overthink this process. Just see what word or phrase seems to grab your attention in this passage above the other words or phrases, or seems to resonate with you in a way that makes you want to examine it a little bit more. You can write that word down if you want, or you can just hold on to it in your mind. I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is our second reading of Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. So take a few moments now to reflect on what the Lord drew your attention to, and ask, how might this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or phrase or idea again. And then we'll take some time to respond to the Lord, however He's inviting us to respond. There could be a sin to confess, a command to obey, a truth to remember, a step of trust you need to take, a time to worship Him for how He's created you, or something else entirely. Just let Him lead you in that. So this now is a third reading of Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. So take some time now to respond to God, however He's inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest, to rest in God's goodness and love for you, to rest in the truth that He has created you and He is with you and He goes before you and behind you, and to rest in the truth that He is a loving and good Father. So this now is a fourth and final reading of Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. O Lord, we thank you that you do know us because you have created us, and we are your beloved sons and daughters. Lord, I pray that this meditation would just sink deep into our heart and soul to remind us that you are with us, that you are going before us and behind us, and that you lay your loving hand upon us. Lord, may we draw great comfort from this passage. And ultimately, we ask that it would give us this deep level of soul rest to remember that you have created us on purpose and for a purpose. Go before us today, Lord, this week, and into the future, and help us to remember these things are true. We pray this for our good, and we pray it for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with James Brian Smith. James is a theology professor, an ordained minister, and the author of the Good and Beautiful series, where we talk about his newest book, The Good and Beautiful You, Discovering the Person Jesus Created You to Be. And when we discover that person, really, we find rest. So I think you will really love the conversation I have with him. He has a lot of great insight to share with us, so I hope you'll make some space for that. I also want to take just a quick second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts that are in their network. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. And I also want to thank you again for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.